Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is time now for Film Fight. Ron and I giving you our top three choices of movies for a particular genre. Last week it was high school movies, and now, because of Halloween approaching on Wednesday, we are doing horror movies. Now, we'd like you to chime in as well on Twitter at Tony D Radio or at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Let us know your favorite horror movies, ones that needed to be on our list, or call us crazy for our list. I don't care. Either way, it's all good with us for Film Fight. All right, Ron.
Okay, why were you talking like Vincent Price right there or something?
I know.
Man, you're kind of scaring
very,
me.
Very, very Lee like this. All right,
little scary right there.
I know, a little.
Just the music in the background.
Really still.
You were feeling
like
it.
This. Keep it going like this. All right, go ahead. You were our first one out of the gate.
Oh man, let's see. This one. Okay, my first one out of the gate. I'm gonna go with The Shining.
Oh, great one.
I have to go with The Shining. That one, I don't know if I've ever watched it all the way through, to be honest with you, from beginning to end.
You know what? That's a great point. I don't think I have either. There are times where I say to myself, and I've done this many times, where I say, you know what? I want to watch The Shining. Like, I'm looking for a movie, and I'll say, I'm going to watch The Shining, and I'm not going to stop. Because The Shining seems to be a movie that I catch in pieces various times on, like, AMC or something like that.
It's one of those that I don't... Like if I'm sitting at home and the wife and I are, you know, we're wanting to Netflix and watch a movie, because there is no Netflix and chill when you're a parent.
No, Netflix and chill at my house is pick a movie and then stop arguing about it.
Exactly,
that's what Netflix and chill means at my house.
It really should be called Netflix and quiet.
Right, exactly.
but no, this isn't a movie. This isn't like for me. It's like, you know what? Let's watch The Shining, honey. I don't know. Maybe we should this weekend.
Yeah,
we don't have a whole lot going on. We just got sports games to go to that occupy us. But maybe The Shining is like, you know what? Yeah. Let's just get scared.
Because I watch Hocus Pocus for the 15,000th
time. I'm done with it. I'm burnt out. I'm Hocus Pocus. I have enough Hocus Pocus in me to last me till next year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But yeah, I really can't remember the last time I saw it from beginning to end. And I don't know. There's always something that's just, you know, you get distracted. Just, it's like, all right, you know what? I got to turn it off because it's starting to mess with my brain a little bit.
It's got great. I mean, Jack Nicholson is fantastic in it because he does those facial contortions, and he's really great. Shelley Duvall.
It's the imagery.
It's all of the, yes, exactly.
That's Red what it was. Rom, all of that. Stanley Kubrick's imagery in the movie was stupid.
And don't forget Scatman Crothers in that movie. You like ice cream, Doc? Yeah, let's not forget him. He was good.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And you know what? And here's the thing. That's the kind of movie you need to watch over and over again, because Kubrick puts a lot of like
Easter eggs. Everything.
Yeah, you miss everything. And then you're watching it again. You're like, wait a minute. If something here plays a big part in over here, and it's all connected. And it's why it's all connected. And there's been a lot of theories about The Shining. And I urge people, if you're really into that, go online. There's some people who have done really good videos on their theories. You may not agree with them, but they're really well done, at least making their point. All right. So I like that one. I like The Shining. Mine is Poltergeist from 1982. Because Craig T. Nelson is in it. The late Heather O'Rourke is in it. And here's the deal. When I was a kid, we used to have an RCA video disc player before VCRs. You buy these big video discs. My father used to rent movies on a Thursday, and then we got to keep them all weekend, and he would return them on Monday. And every now and then, he would pick a movie that we would watch constantly. Oh, my brother and I would watch constantly. Flash Gordon was one of them, but I remember that, watching that a million times. But he got us Poltergeist, and we were just at that age of spooky was cool. We weren't scared, but we were really scared. We watched Poltergeist a lot. And this movie had a tree that was trying to eat a child, a television that did actually eat a child, a really creepy woman who was like, go to the light, Carrie Ann. And then a monster came out as you pulled the rope. It had everything. It was like a house built on a dead burial site of Indians that just ripped that family to pieces. It was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen. Yeah. I was so scared by it, and I haven't seen it in a long time. But the tree eating the child is good enough for me. Poltergeist is on my list.
Well, that and anytime TV goes to snow.
Oh, exactly. Shh. Freaky.
Mommy. Yes. Mommy, I'm in the TV.
No, thank you.
What would you do if your child was... Who would you contact if your child was lost in the television world?
Ghostbusters?
Oh, my God.
Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz.
That creepy woman. That creepy
psychic. They're on speed
dial. Oh, I know, right? Don't cross the streams.
No, that one... There, I used to know... I wouldn't be able to remember because I haven't lived there in a long time, but that house was filmed in Simi Valley, or the house the location of the house was in Simi Valley, which is a small little suburb community just outside of the San Fernando Valley, which is just outside LA. It's not that far away. I used to know where it was, and even then, driving by it was creepy.
My brother and I watched that constantly. I mean, we might have been like 8 or 9 or 10, maybe. Like when we had it, and we watched it all the time. I was scared out of my mind because we did have a big tree that was right outside our bedroom window. And I remember thinking that thing's, I mean, your mind goes
things
crazy
gonna eat
when
ya.
You see a movie like that. It's going
to eat you.
They tried to eat, that tree tried to eat the kid, and his father's out trying to chop it down. It was Craig T. Nelson was great in it. Good, good movie.
Yeah, look what happened to him. He had to become a superhero.
That's right. Yeah, he had to become a superhero.
No poltergeist touching him. All right, my second film. Probably not a popular opinion.
Okay.
But this one really bothered me. It was The Ring.
The Ring, yeah.
Because I felt like I had to make a movie. Or I had to videotape it.
Oh, right. Oh, right. And let somebody else watch it.
And make a copy. I actually, this was one I saw in the theater. I don't know why. I don't go to theaters to see horror movies, but I did for this one. And I walked away. And that's the problem, too. Seeing a horror movie in a theater, I don't recommend it. Because
No, I don't either.
You know, you go to a movie, like, the reason why I go to movies is to get lost in reality. And that's exactly what happened. I got lost in reality and came out of there thinking, it's like, I need to make a videotape. I need to copy this somehow, some way. Clock's ticking. I guess I only have 7 days. And so, you know, and then I started playing that mind game in my head, like, oh, what can I do in 7 days? I mean, how many items can I cross off my bucket list? Because I'm about to kick it.
When she's coming out of the TV, that is, right out of the well and right through the television, that's.
Yeah, and side note, the chick is very hot, by the way.
Oh,
The one who comes out of the TV. The real actress? The real actress, yeah.
I did not know that.
They've shown photos of her, and you're like, okay.
All right.
You can come out of my TV if you dress like that. Don't be dressed like the scary witch that you were.
Number two on my list, I have Rosemary's Baby. I've always loved this movie. The problem is Rosemary's Baby is a slow burn. All right. It is about a young couple. They are in a Manhattan apartment. He is like a playwright or an actor or something. And they're trying to have a baby. They get pregnant. His life turns around. They meet a very, very old couple that befriends them. And at the end, she's at a party. She gets pregnant. She starts suspecting that this is not right. Everybody's in on the conspiracy. Everybody's in on what's exactly going down. They told her she loses the baby. She doesn't believe them. She hears the baby crying in the other apartment. She goes there and she finds out she had given birth to Satan's baby. And everybody was in on the conspiracy, including her husband. Everybody was in on it. Everybody was in on the birth of the Antichrist. I love the movie from the psychological standpoint. There's no real blood. There's no gore. There's no demon. You don't really even see. You don't see the baby. You know, she just notices his eyes, and she says, "His eyes. I have Satan's eyes." It's frightening. The end is worth. It's worth it at the end. It's a slow burn, but I've always liked Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, I've be honest with you, I've never seen it.
Oh, watch it. It's good.
I don't know if I want to.
It takes a while to get to the end. It takes a while, but it's good.
The music's good. Creeping me out. When you started the segment, your voice is creeping me out. I don't think I can make it through Rosemary's Baby.
All right, number three on your list.
Number three on my list. Again, I mean, it's not... I don't think it's like one of those traditional horror movies. You know, I mean, you could have gone... Like, you know, we could have gone, you know, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, whatever. But this one... It's a psychological thriller. It's not really even a horror movie. It's a suspense film. But it kept me at the edge of my seat the entire time. It's the original Psycho.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know,
yes.
with the chocolate sauce in the shower scene. You know, it's not real blood, kids.
Yep. No, that's right.
But
that's
I don't know why. I guess what it comes down to is just the creep factor of Norman Bates.
Yeah. Remember they tried to do this with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah,
and
oh my
Haish?
God. I didn't even attempt to watch it.
Yeah, that's a forgettable movie. That is a forgettable movie.
I get that, hey, you know what, there are some films, you know, let's remake it because technology is a little bit better. But then there are some that, you know, like if they ever decided to remake The Shining, I'm not watching it. It's like, why? You don't need
to.
They
did. They actually made it. It was a TV movie, and wasn't
forget
good.
It. See, I don't even pay attention to that one.
No,
but Psycho, to me, I don't know. I mean, it's not your traditional horror movie. There is a lot of psychological things that go on, and it just shows the brilliance of Alfred Hitchcock just to keep you in suspense the entire time without ever seeing anything really bad happening. But it's just Norman Bates talking to the screen, just, you know, or things that he's saying, and then when you get to the ending, which I'm not going to spoil if you haven't seen it, but when you get to the ending and then you go back and rewatch the movie again, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
There is so much in that dialogue.
I remember when Vince Vaughn, they were going to do that. I remember feeling bad for Vince Vaughn because I thought he's never going to do, no matter how well he plays this part, he'll never do it well enough. He could channel it perfectly, and he's not going to be close to what Anthony Perkins did in Psycho, because that set the standard, and it's just impossible.
It's so much to the point, like, I took my kids to Universal Studios over the summertime.
Yeah.
And you can still go by the Bates Hotel.
Oh, yeah, right? Exactly, yeah.
But they also have the motel that was, you know, where she was staying in, just outside, you know,
that's kind of cool.
You know, outside the house, or the Bates Motel outside the big house. They sell the big house, and they have the Bates Motel. Part of that, one scene in there is just a guy, all of a sudden he looks, you can see what he's doing. He's coming out of the hotel, out of one of the rooms. He puts a suitcase in the trunk of the car. He turns to the tram and just starts walking. No weapon, no nothing. He just starts walking to the tram. Scared the, you know what, out of my oldest son.
Oh, that's great.
And all he was doing, he was just walking. He had like a purposeful walk, just very still. Arms weren't really swaying back and forth. And it just, I mean, just that alone creeped him out enough. And that's why it's like, you know, yeah, it's not one of your traditional horror movies, but God, is it, you know, it's on your edge of your seat.
All right, my third one, I was scrambling to find another one because I thought, all right, the music is going to give this one away. But then I kept it. The Exorcist. The Exorcist is the only movie I've ever watched where I grabbed a Bible and was like, I'm sleeping with this until I'm over it. Freaky. I used to make a joke with my kids when they would act up and scream. Like, my kids would just have these temper tantrums that I would just go, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. I used to do that. My wife never got it because she never saw the movie. And I was like, all right, this joke is not going well. It's when they're in that room and Linda Blair is just twisting her head and puking up pea soup and the room is on fire. And it is so frightening to think what is the source material of this chaos and to realize it's a demon and Satan and it's bad and somebody's going to die.
But it's not only that, it's like, what was the writer thinking?
Oh, I know, right?
Where did you come up with this material? What priest harmed you?
Oh, God. And then the whole idea, like the priest in the beginning, he's like skeptical of it. And then he just realizes, oh my God, this is real. This is real stuff. And then Max von I haven't ever pronounced his name right, but he's in a lot of movies. Max von Sydow. Sydow.
Yes.
Right. Sydow. He was Flash. He played Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon. And he was in a bunch of other movies. But he's very compelling as an older priest that gets all of this. And Linda Blair was great as a kid. Ellen Burstyn is in it. It's really, it's frightening. It's the only one that made me go, where's my Bible? I'm hugging on to this thing. Please don't let the demons get me. It's a very good movie. So there you go. Top three. Excellent. Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, and Poltergeist for me.
Yep. Mine's The Shining, The Ring, and Psycho.
That's excellent. We got some good ones. Those are some classics right there.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I thought about it. I was like, you know, we can go with some of the campy traditional ones.
Oh, of course.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I agree with you.
I think, you know, there's like a certain special place for Scream. because it kind of brought the whole horror film genre back, because it seemed like it had gone away. Everyone was doing, you know, I don't know, regular traditional high school movies or whatever, but it brought that, I don't know, that the horror genre back that led to all these other, you know, I don't know, all the other movies that are out there right now, Paranormal Activity, and now it just seems to be getting a lot more crazier.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let us know what you think. 800-777-2907. It is Film Fight. We did horror movies, and we do it every Friday on SB Nation Radio.